Okay, we're being recorded now. And Barbara, I will let you go ahead and let's see if you may want to give an invocation or ask somebody.
Well, since Autumn said she was here, I would request that you'd give an opening invocation, Autumn, if you're comfortable with doing that.
Just a minute. My friend Lois Bjork said she would come on, too, but she isn't on here yet. So if I hang up and call her, can I get back on?
Yes.
Sure, you just call the number again.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll do that.
Just make sure that she presses the pound sign at the very end.
Yeah, she forgets to press the pound sign after the number.
All right, I hope I can get her.
Okay, good luck.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so in the name I am, but I am, we call to you, beloved Spirit of Christmas, beloved Christmas angels, the Ascended Masters, the sponsor of the Heart Center, and all of us on the call here tonight. We call to you in gratitude, in peace, and in joy, love to please be with us and overshine this teleconference, that we may all commune with you in a deeper and more joyful, Christic, Buddhic way, enjoying the Spirit of Christmas. And we are also called to beloved Jesus to please be with us. And we are also called for God protection of everyone on this call, and that we may know our own Holy Christ Buddha self and I Am Presence better through this teleconference, and be lifted up through the Christmas spirit. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, I'm going to begin with, as you know, since we're on the phone, we're all kind of anonymous. We can't always know everyone who attends the class. So I would like to ask you to contact us if you have attended and let us know your questions and suggestions. And if you would like to meet another person in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the United States, and many feel isolated regarding spiritual things, cosmic beings, the masters, and so forth. And if you would like to stay updated about the Heart Center activities, offers and services, updates about current happenings from the masters and so on, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. And I promise you will hear from us reasonably, not daily. We can also simply call you if you prefer, and if we have your phone number. So my name is Barbara Gabbard. I'm on the HeartShare team. I'm kind of Donna Course right arm by God's grace. And the Heart Center movement is composed of many heart friends whose mission is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing their own God presence, and then discovering their reason for being. Lastly, emanating light in ways directed by their I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background. Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings. I suggest you bring a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and then your hands are free and you can walk around or take notes or do whatever you need to do and still participate and listen to the class. Callers will be muted to eliminate background noise. Donna has already muted everyone. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you would like to share something or ask a question at our sharing times. Or if you cannot hear the class, press *6 and let us know. Please speak loudly, clearly, and slowly into the phone. When you're through speaking, press *6 again, and you will be muted again. During our class, we will stop and allow questions, answers, and a brief sharing of experiences. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes so we can finish the class on time. Then we will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 to 15 minutes longer. Tonight, we will be hearing a HeartStream message from the Spirit of Christmas. We do not know very much about this very loving spirit. We don't even know its gender, if it resides somewhere, a particular location. But tonight, you will benefit from its very loving presence. And Autumn has already given a wonderful invocation, invoking the Christmas angels and this beloved being, the Spirit of Christmas. And I would like to call for Archangel Michael to wrap us in light, to lock us in his cosmic circle and sword of blue flame, to seal us from all darkness from within and without, and to let peace and joy and love reign in our hearts this night and in the days and weeks ahead, and to keep us in the very center of the flame. Now, before we go into the heart stream, I like to do a breathing meditation with you.
Barbara?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to mute, which means you may have to hit star six. So I'm
okay.
Going to, I forgot to do it.
Okay.
Okay, you have to hit star six probably.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Donna.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do our breathing meditation called pranayama. Now, we do this at the beginning of each class to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift. It's really pretty amazing that we breathe automatically. We don't even have to think about it. It's something that God has programmed into our physicality to bring life and energy into our being, and we don't even have to work at it. It's just always there. We don't even have to try. It's pretty amazing. But the Holy Spirit is sometimes called the Holy Breath. So when we think of that, we can think of the Holy Spirit coming into our being with every breath. And as we do this together, you can hold the phone in one hand or put it on speaker if you have that. So let us begin by closing our eyes. Now look at the inside of your eyelids. And then with eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra, with your eyes closed. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender, thus we say her. Now you can follow along as I say a mantra and give you instructions to. It's four parts. Breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of four. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Now breathe it out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. You can see in your mind's eye God's golden energy coming into your being as you breathe in. And then you can see that cleansing and purifying your cells. And you can breathe that light out to all life around you as you exhale. Let's do it again together. Okay. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. This is such a simple exercise, and it's very effective. And the more often you do this, you will see benefits in your life. I know when I'm out shopping or doing errands or something, and I have to stand in line, like at the post office or someplace like that where you're standing for like 10 minutes, whatever, you can do this silently and just do this little breathing exercise while you're standing in line and put that time to good use and just spread loving energy all around you. And it's amazing how the mood of the people changes as you do this. It's really almost comical when you emanate that loving energy out, and it really diffuses people's tensions. It's a very lovely thing to witness. Now we're going to sing a Christmas carol, hopefully that we all know. This carol expresses the joy of Christmas. And if you're not muted, we will hear your voice. It won't be in sync, but Donna is muting herself now. We're going to sing Joy to the World. And as you sing it, visualize light coming forth from your voice to people all over the world who require some light, joy, peace, comfort, and harmony. So take it away, Donna.
Okay.
Whenever you sing Christmas songs, it invokes the presence of the Christmas angels. So, if you feel like it, there's certainly nothing at all wrong with singing Christmas carols at any time of the year, because Christmas angels can bring light and joy and comfort and peace into the lives of people any time of the year. And don't feel funny if you feel motivated to sing Christmas songs in August. Now we will do the Violet Flame Prayer that you can all do. Just follow along with us and see the world bathed in violet fire. It's called Wash the Earth in Violet Fire. This is great to do with children or adults and with visualization. Picture a huge pitcher of violet flame liquid pouring onto our planet. And see big violet flame brushes scrubbing her clean. I like to think of those little scrubbing bubbles guys from the cleaning stuff on TV, those commercials, those little bubbles that go around and scrub everything, only I visualize them in violet. And visualize the earth spinning like a violet flame, like a basketball on your fingertip. And then see her just shoot that ball and into the basket, sealed in a violet flame basket. Just like a grid of light all around the whole earth. When you do this easy prayer yourself, you can try inserting other things that you're concerned about, such as your spouse, yourself, your town, the government, any country, Japan, Africa, the youth. So you could say, for example, wash our government in violet fire, wash our government in violet fire. And just follow along as we go through this now twice slowly. Donna's going to play it for us.
I can't play it because it's not there. I tried.
Okay, well,
but we'll just
play it
together. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to do Wash the Earth in Violet Fire. You want to just do that, or you want to do another thing besides the Earth, Donna?
Well, we'll do the Earth, and then we can do the Youth.
Okay, we'll do the Earth, we'll do that one time, and then we'll do the Youth one time, okay?
Okay, now I can go ahead and lead it. I have it here in front of me.
Okay.
If you'd like.
That's fine. That would be great. Go ahead.
And what I'm going to do is I will call upon a number of the Violet Flame Masters and Cosmic Beings that we are aware of so that they will all be involved in this with us. In the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, beloved great divine director, Saint Germain and Portia, Aphra, Archangel Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst, mighty Arcturus and Victoria, Omritas, Kuan Yin, Nada, Lady Christine, Lanto, Kuthumi, Hilarion, Charity, and all angels and masters of the violet fire, we pray for the washing, cleansing, spinning, raising, and sealing of the earth and its evolutions this day with the violet fire magnified and accelerated by Maximus and Progenita for the transmutation of all karma, burden, suffering, and substance that opposes the dawning of the great golden age of Aquarius, the coming of Lord Maitreya and his retinue to the earth, and the victory of the heart center and all light bearers this day. Okay, you can all join me where you are. Wash the earth in violet fire.
Wash
the earth in violet fire.
Wash the earth
in
violet
fire. Wash
the earth
in
violet
fire.
Cleanse the
earth
in
violet
fire.
Cleanse the earth in violet
fire.
Cleanse the earth in violet
fire.
Cleanse
the
earth in violet
fire.
Spin the earth in violet
fire.
Spin the earth in violet
fire.
Spin the earth in violet
fire.
Spin the earth in violet
fire.
Raise 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 the earth in violet
fire.
Seal 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 the earth in violet fire. Now the second time we're going to say youth. Wash the youth in violet fire.
Wash
the
youth
in violet
fire.
Wash
the youth
in
violet
fire.
Fire.
Wash
the
youth
in violet fire.
Cleanse the earth in
violet fire.
Cleanse the youth, excuse me.
Cleanse
the youth in violet fire.
Cleanse
the
youth in
violet
fire.
Cleanse
the
youth
in
violet
fire.
Cleanse
the
youth
in
violet
fire.
Spin
the
youth
in
violet
fire.
Spin
the
youth
in
violet
fire.
Spin
the
youth
in
violet
fire.
Spin the
youth
in violet
fire.
Raise the youth
in
violet
fire.
Raise the
youth
in
violet
fire.
Raise
the
youth
in
violet
fire. Raise the
youth
in
violet
fire.
Seal
the youth in violet
fire.
Seal the
youth
in violet fire.
Seal
the youth in violet
fire.
Seal
the
youth
in
violet
fire.
In the fullness of your
cosmic
joy,
we
accept this prayer
manifest
here and
now
with full love, wisdom, and power, anchored in the earth, air, fire,
water,
and ether, and tangibly manifest in our lives and in the lives of all evolutions of light throughout cosmos. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Okay, Barbara.
Wonderful. Now we're going to have our heart stream with the spirit of Christmas. This heart stream was originally given, it was received December 25th, 2007 through David Christopher Lewis. And it actually, trying to think of what other history behind that. Anyway, it's a wonderful, wonderful, very feel-good heart stream. And I hope you enjoy it.
And I would just mention before we get started with the heart stream that if any of you would like to have a copy of all of the prayers in a real nice little book, you can order it through the bookstore, and you can ask me how to do that. It's easy to call them and order it, or you can do it online, either way. And this particular, this violet flame call that we just did, called Wash the Earth in Violet Fire, is number 70.002, and it was written, actually, or given to us by Holy Amethyst, who is the twin flame of
Archangel Zadkiel.
Right. So here we go with the spirit of Christmas.
I am the spirit of Christmas here, and I am the spirit of Christmas everywhere this day. On this day that you have dedicated to the remembrance of one, Jesus, who, having expressed the full radiance of the Christ in his life, set forth a foundation for that self-same identification with the Christ spirit of Christmas for all. I have been very busy of late, for you know, blessed ones, that I am soul, the very spirit of Saint Nicholas. And I am the one who empowers his sleigh and his reindeer, sprinkling the sacred essence of Christmases past, present, and future, such that they may take flight throughout the world. I have been known to alight at the North Pole, but also at the South, not only of this world, but of many worlds. For you see, there is the spirit of Christmas that lives and moves and has our being within all worlds and not just on planet Earth. For the Christ is the Christ everywhere throughout the universe. And the spirit of Christmas, as that essence of the Christic light, blazes in the hearts of all those who understand the nature of the Christ spirit, no matter what world they hail from.
I'm just going to mention here that Christ is not really a name. It's not the name of Jesus. Jesus is his name. But Christ is a title, and there are other Christs. Now, this is what really shakes up most of the Christians, if you were to say this. It shook me up when I first heard about it. I thought, no, there's got to be only one Christ. No, there is Jesus the Christ, or Jesus the King, or the Jesus, whatever you want to call him, of the common titles he's been given. But he is called Jesus, and he was given the title of the Christ when he was here. It describes an appointment to a position, which any of us could eventually have, actually, and many masters do have that. Other masters that are higher up, way high up, do have that title. So, and in a sense, we have it in a small bit in through our Christic self, the Christ self that is waiting in us to grow as we give it the authority to run our lives. And this Christ self within us acts like our consciousness. And it means highest earthly position possible. And I might mention also while I'm at it, the word virgin actually means purity. It doesn't necessarily mean, of course, today it has a different meaning, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a person couldn't have a baby the regular way, but it means purity. So we'll go on.
So the jolly old man, Saint Nicholas, comes, and little children espy to see him coming down the chimney and placing presents beneath the tree. Well, I say this day that I bring something of your presence here, for I have amplified the very Christic light of Christmas within your own causal body and Holy Christ self. And this day I deposit greater love fires of joy, the joy of Christmas, where you are, right here within your own heart. What do people love about Christmas that makes it that special day that all children look forward to? It is not only the giving and receiving of gifts, but it is the joy-filled aspect of life, of sharing, of family, of hope, and of peace.
I wonder if anyone here would like to answer the question, what happens inside of you when you hear certain Christmas songs each Christmas time or each Christmas season? And what do you do for others during the Christmas season that helps you feel good about yourself and serving others? I think Autumn had something she would like to say on that first part. So, Autumn, if you can hit star 6.
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like this question because I did write down something. So I think mostly what happens to me is my spirit and my heart opens up, and I just feel joyous and light. I noticed that I started to feel like I started to see kind of, I felt more sunny and just kind of bright. And depending on what song that I'm listening to, I really like O Holy Night, and I feel that's I feel reverential or devotional with that song, and also with We Three Kings, and then also with the Little Drummer Boy, I feel really a sense of purity and beautiful wholeness. I think mostly my attention is drawn up, and I feel a sunny, starry brightness. So enjoy. That's what I noticed, especially often, yeah. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Autumn. That's great. And Dee, did you want to share something also?
Yes. Yes, I had an interesting experience. I'll use interesting. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, actually on Christmas Eve, it was quite a traumatic experience. And I will say that I actually lost the wonderment of Christmas. I really never felt like a child after that experience. And for many years, Christmas was just another day. And when I had my own children, I tried to make Christmas special for them. I tried to get a sense of Christmas through their eyes. And after many years of praying and actually having inner child work done and forgiving, I started to get a new sense about Christmas. And when I hear Christmas music now, and actually my grandchildren and I, we play Christmas music all year round. And when I do hear Christmas music, it actually allows me to relive Christmas experiences that I never really had as a child. And I feel now every Christmas I now believe in Santa Claus. I believe in the Christ, and when I hear certain carols, I can actually be, I'll say, I can be transformed and be sitting right there or looking at the Christ in the manger and seeing Mother Mary and Joseph. And I just think that the songs are so different than any other music that we hear. And I think it actually transports you, and I think it allows you to kind of become one with the Christ. And the magic and the beauty of Christmas is just there with you, and you can just integrate it in your being as you hear this beautiful music that I imagine that the angels sang on that night. So I love all kinds of Christmas music, and as I say now, as a child not really having the typical Christmases that most children had, I feel now like I'm a little child, and I get all excited on Christmas Eve, and I love to listen to the carols and just be transported to that beautiful manger scene. So that's basically what I would like to share about the beautiful Christmas music.
Oh, that's great. Did you, and I was just going to ask, too, if anybody would like to share any ways of serving at Christmas that lifts you up and helps you feel more in the spirit. So I might mention here, one of the things that I do is we have a pear tree, and I've always thought every year, I wish the pear tree would last with its pears through Christmas, because I would love to take bags of big golden pears down to the people at the Meal a Day Center, where they're always struggling to keep up and meet their budget and get enough food for the people that don't have it. And many older people on fixed incomes that have the food delivered to them. And our pear tree always came full of pears in September and October. Well, this year, amazingly, our pear tree only just stopped dropping pears. So I've been able to take pears down to the Meal a Day Center for their Christmas fruit and their Christmas fruit salad that is so healthy for older people. And I just had to thank God and my pear tree for doing that for me, because that was kind of a special thing. Anybody else want to share anything about serving or giving of yourselves at Christmas? Anybody may do this. Just hit *6 if you have any story of what you're doing to help others at Christmas.
Well, Donna, this is Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, and some others, my husband and I have a very special form of ministry that we do this time of year. My husband has long, long hair and a great big white beard that he's grown out over the last 10 years. And this time of year, we go around and we play Father and Mother Christmas, and we do a number of charitable appearances at schools, at we've been to nursing homes. This year we got to do a big party for the Texas National Guard, and it was a really wonderful experience to be able to be there for the servicemen and their families, and just bring that special sparkle and magic. It's just such a delight to see the look on people's faces as when we come in. I mean, both old and young alike, and they catch that special glow of Christmas magic. Their whole face changes, and they become a child again. And it's really a marvelous, marvelous gift, and we're so grateful that we're able to help Christmas come alive in a special way like that for many people.
Yes, I would just like to say that I have seen Barbara and her husband, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, or Father Christmas, we often call him, and the two of them really look the role. Barb is a seamstress, and she can make these wonderful, wonderful costumes, which she loves to do. And so the two of them really do it up good, and everybody just loves them. So we'll go on from here then, unless somebody else has something you'd like to share.
Okay. And within you, there is an ancient memory, each one of that perfect time of Edenic consciousness, when you lived always within the very presence of God. And would that all mankind would understand the true meaning of the Christ Mass, and of how each one can return to that Edenic state of pure bliss within God's loving heart.
I'm just going to mention here, many people don't know what is meant by the Edenic consciousness. And what I believe is meant there is the consciousness that was present when Eden, or the beginning of this earth, the beginning of man on this earth, occurred. And the first beings were like children, and they're called in the Bible children of God. They were like, they had a child's attitude, which was very important. And we know that many of the root races have finished their karmic roles, coming again and again and again on the earth. They finished and they have ascended. And the early karmic, the early groups had this Edenic consciousness. And even in Matthew it says, you don't get into heaven unless you have a childlike attitude, unless you come as a child. What does a child feel towards its parents, and how should we be feeling towards God and towards our cosmic beings that work with us so wonderfully? We should look at them like our loving parents and the masters, like our loving brothers and sisters, and trust them and fully believe in them, just like our little children believe in us until they become adults sometimes. And even then they will go back and say, my kids say no. Now I see what you meant, Mom. Now I understand. But the Edenic consciousness is the pure consciousness. It's the purity. It's the total trusting and believing what God has said into you, believing it totally, instead of suspecting things and wondering about things. And, you know, there's also a scripture that says, blessed are those who don't see and yet believe. And that's for people who aren't having any outstanding, you know, being levitated up in the air experiences, but they still believe. So blessed are those too. So we'll go on.
So Saint Nicholas comes, and so I come, overshadowing him with his many elves and many workers who, yes, have worked overtime, just as some of your staff have in recent days, in preparing those CDs. And thus, they hammer, and they sew, and they mend, and they manufacture all manner of divine spiritual gifts for the sons and daughters of God who are moving up into a higher consciousness and awareness of the Christ Spirit within them.
Does anybody have an idea of who St. Nicholas could really be and his elves? Dwayne, would you like to answer that?
I don't think Dwayne is here tonight.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear her.
I think
on.
I was muted.
Oh, there she is.
But I believe that St. Nicholas was a bishop of Myra,
mm-hmm.
known for his generosity to those in need, his love for children, and his concern for sailors and ships and in the hearts. Well, my understanding is that he just gave away all of his inheritance, and he lived for service and hadn't really even had any training to go into the priesthood or brotherhood, but he was advanced into being an archbishop. I'm sure there's probably a lot more than I apologize for getting on late today, and I was a little behind on my preparation here. But my understanding is this consciousness, this Christ consciousness that he was drawing from, is the same spirit that is available as we approach our Christhood to have access to that as well, and which will draw to us higher inspiration and ideas. What St. Nicholas does for us and the elves, and one of the questions was how that is, how they help us. Is that correct, Donna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what their spiritual gifts might be.
Okay. Well, I believe that they inspire us with higher ideas and spread their knowledge and their peace and joy and grace to us and those who may be very receptive and maybe those maybe even who are not. They just spread that love and joy through this, especially through this season, and raise souls up. And I think facilitate us in being instruments to spread that joy and that comfort and givingness as well. And that spirit does work through the angels and the elementals, and we really do feel it amplified in this, especially in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And as we, yes, and as we express that Christ consciousness through acts of kindness, it spreads and multiplies. And
that's right. I might just mention here that I kind of picture St. Nicholas, who I believe is an ascended master, with all of his helpers in the etheric, working to help us and guide us and lift us up higher. Later on in this heart stream and this dictation that we're hearing, we read that they send us comfort and grace and the spirit of Christmas. And I know that when the Christmas season comes to an end, I get sort of, I almost have a day of depression. It's not quite that way, but I'm thinking, oh, well, back to the grind again. Even though I was busy the whole time, and I'm, you know, it's not like I was suddenly ending a vacation, but it's, you know, the Christmas music stops. And I'm one of those people that I can put it on and listen to it forever. I could just listen to that Christmas station for a long time. And when the Christmas season comes to an end, I'm kind of sorry to hear the music end. And I'm thinking that that St. Nicholas and all of his angels and his etheric sleigh, which, you know, these things can occur because of the thoughts of thousands of people. When millions of people are picturing a jolly little old man and a sleigh and all of his bags of gifts, even though it's spiritual gifts, when we're all picturing that in our mind, we actually create it. It actually becomes. Just like when we picture evil in our minds, when people do that, the evil occurs right where they are. And you hear over and over, if you are afraid and fearful of this or that, you draw it unto yourself. So there's many things that we create unwittingly or unknowingly, and one of them that we created, not realizing how wonderful a creation it was, I believe is the picture in our minds of Santa and the sleigh and the gifts and all his elves or his spiritual elves. And I think that this gets stronger the more children believe in it and experience it for a while, at least, until they get older and they're no longer childish. But I think that is a wonderful a bunch of gifts they've given us. So let's go on here now.
And day by day, as you partake of the very essence of your own Christ nature in your prayers, decrees, songs, and services to life, then the blessed Christmas angels come to deposit within your own causal body, which is truly your own tree of life, many, many presents and gifts of the Spirit that you will always have access to play with, to use, and to share with friends of light, worlds without end.
Now let me ask, maybe Marlene's on here, she can share with you an interesting story of something that happened to her one Christmas. Marlene?
Hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I had a little story that I wanted to tell about a Christmas.
You're kind of fading out.
Can you hear me now?
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. But
okay. Oh, okay. I attended a Catholic school as a child, and I remember one Christmas we put on a Christmas program at the Catholic school, and part of that program we sang the song "The Little Drummer Boy," and it's ever since then it's always been my favorite Christmas song. And last Saturday was my birthday, and I had a birthday party. And part of my birthday party was I had like maybe 15 or 20 kids here at my birthday party, and I asked them if they would sing "The Little Drummer Boy" for me. So they sang the song. And as I was preparing for the singing of the song, I looked it up on the internet and found this little article that I wanted to read. It's just two paragraphs about, it kind of explains this song. And it says, "The Little Drummer Boy, told as a tale, set to music, is the simple story of a boy with a drum who feels he has nothing to offer the baby Jesus. Others come from far and wide to offer gifts, and the boy, standing at the end of the line of visitors, feels unworthy with nothing to offer. Finally, the boy suggests that he can play for the baby Jesus on his drum, and the boy soon recognizes that this gift is as worthy a gift as the others. So the mood of the play, suggested by the music and the language, offers children a warm, wonderful look at the meaning of giving." So I, after I read that little article, I thought, this is the reason why the little drummer boy means so much to me, because it's our giving hearts to people around us that makes Christmas such a wonderful time of the year.
That's so true. I appreciate that. I'll share just a quick little experience I had. When I was a little girl, about 8 or 9, I was playing hide and seek in the house with my younger brother, and I hid in it was around Christmas time, and I hid in my parents' closet, and I was sure, of course, he would never find me there. But as I was scooting to the back of the closet, my hands touched on a bag with stuff in it, and I looked in there, and here was this big red book with a picture of Black Beauty on the cover, and I thought, oh, I bet you that's for me for Christmas. And I thought, I just got to let my mom know. I think she got it for me. And I've just got to let her know that I'm going to really appreciate it when she gives that to me. And so I told her, I said, you know, there's this red book with a picture of Black Beauty on it, and I sure would like to get something like that for Christmas. And then I thought, now she's going to really know how much I'm going to appreciate it. But instead, she got real upset with me, and she said, what were you doing in my closet? What were you doing getting into the Christmas gifts that I bought for you? Now you've taken away all my fun. And I felt so bad. But I learned a lesson from that little Christmas experience. I learned, for one thing, you don't get into your mom's stuff, and you don't go in a corner of her closet and investigate. And this is for number two, you don't tell everything you find out. And as a child, of course, I was a little bit naive, but that was what I learned that particular Christmas. So let's go on.
Come with me now, blessed ones, as you and your souls hop upon my sacred sleigh, pulled by Rudolph and others, as we go high, high, high up into the sky, around the earth this night, this day. And we see below the homes of millions of Earth's evolutions, and the smoke billowing from their chimneys and fires within their hearts. And we observe, home by home by home, the pleasant aura of givingness of these families sharing and receiving the gifts that mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, friends and co-workers, and yes, good old Saint Nicholas have deposited beneath the tree. Now we wrap each and every one of these within our arms of love, and we send forth the holy radiance of the Christmas spirit to each and every one. For where there is love, where there is family, there is the Christmas spirit. And each and every one of you, as one of my friends and as a part of my holy family, may partake of this sacred ritual of rising on your wings of light and abiding with me each Christmas Eve and Christmas morn, as we perform this sacred ritual of amplifying the light, the love, the fellowship, and the family joy spirit within each and every home. And we also now go to those who have no homes or families, who have no hope or are bereft of that spirit, either because of personal choices or because of their life circumstances. And we also embrace each and every one. And I call forth millions of legions of Christmas angels to descend into, through, and around these blessed hearts, sending comfort, grace, and the spirit of Christmas also.
I want to share just a little story about a family, a mother, a father, and their several children that occurred and during the Depression of the 1930s. And this young man wrote, "My most memorable Christmas played out when I was a child. The Great Depression of the 1930s was in full swing, and my family had been particularly hard hit. My parents had been forced off their small farm by the Dust Bowl. Now, the Dust Bowl was a time of terrible drought, and the dust grew up so big in Oklahoma that there was nothing, no way you could plant anything. And their inability to pay their taxes. They just abandoned the farm and started over again in the city. Dad took many odd jobs while trying to get an education at the local college. He worked as a custodian in exchange for his tuition. And finally, he had enough credits, 2 years of schooling beyond high school, to be hired as a teacher. I was just a child, knew nothing of financial hardships. My father's ominous health issues, the mounting bills, or the constant worry about coming up with next month's rent were above me. What I did know was that Christmas was coming and Santa Claus would surely bring me and my brothers some amazing gifts. Mother suggested I write Santa a letter so he would know what I wanted, and she cautioned me that with so many children in the world, he would probably limit everyone to just one present. Dad asked if I would like to go with him to a store to get an idea of what to ask for. We walked downtown and Dad led me to Kresge's, the local five and dime store. We wandered through the store, just my dad and me, an experience I remember with great sentiment. I hurried past the boys' clothing and that Dad seemed to favor, and I headed to the back where all the wonders of the world were waiting for our consideration. There were goldfish that made my heart jump just to think about it, or an American flag mounted on a stick, or a sheriff's badge and gun. Then I spotted it. It was an illustrated book of Bible stories for children. The cover took my breath away. There in full color was a picture of the boy David with his sling, getting ready to take aim at a monstrous-looking Goliath. Inside were pictures and stories of Daniel in the lion's den, the fiery furnace, the handwriting on the wall, Noah's Ark filled with wondrous creatures, the Roman soldiers leading Jesus away. To own such a book with colored pictures and a hard cover and all those stories, well, I could just read it and reread it. There was just no need, in fact, to look further. I announced my decision to my dad and could hardly wait to get home and write the letter so Santa could reserve that book just for me. After a torturous wait that only children can appreciate, Christmas morning finally arrived. As was always our family tradition, we sat around the Christmas tree and waited for each person to open his present. After what seemed an eternity, Dad handed me my present. It was rolled up rather than flat, and I was completely puzzled. I unwrapped it quickly and found it was a comic book. In horror, I read the title, Illustrated Classic Stories from the Bible. There had been a terrible mistake. Instead of that beautiful hardcover, neatly bound book, I had some black and white newspaper pages held together with two staples. I think it had cost a nickel. I cried, and I asked if I could write another letter to Santa and have him correct this awful mistake. Many decades later, I can only imagine the heartbreak and pain I might have caused my parents by my response. It did not take long to complete the distribution of presents, and Mother then called us all together for breakfast. Only after breakfast did Dad ask if he could talk with me. We walked back into the front room. Dad put a lump of coal in the stove, moved his chair up closer to the fire, and then had me sit on his lap. He quietly and with great tenderness explained to me what most children learn only several years later. He explained further that gifts cannot be judged by their cost alone. Sometimes the most precious gifts have no monetary value at all. He said that there would be better years ahead with nicer gifts, but this Christmas I had received the very best that he could give me, that could be given. I just sat cuddled in that chair with my dad for a long time while we watched the flames dance up from the coal. I think I knew then, but as the years went by, I knew for a certainty that no child ever received a greater gift than I had just received. What king's ransom could possibly purchase what I already had? Parents who loved me, who cared deeply about my happiness, and who always gave me the very best they could. And I think this one of the things that stands out to me here is I know a lot of parents would have said, quit your crying, quit your belly aching, and be glad for what you have. They could have scolded him. But his father was very tender and patient and took him aside later and explained. And this little boy sensed at that point that his father had done the best he could. Then I can remember, I loved comic books personally as I got older and could read. And I loved the pictures, and I even had a series of comic books that were all about Jesus. And I really got a lot out of it. So, you know, we are so quick to judge and to react, and we are so quick sometimes to become angry with children who don't understand and don't appear to be thankful. And I think it's wonderful when a parent is patient like his father was. So now we'll go on.
Yes, this day there are no more Scrooges upon the earth. Or what had been the old Scrooge. For even he bent the knee and understood the very nature of the spirit of Christmas in the end. And the carol was written, and the carols were sung. The joy was shared. The sacred turkey or goose or bird was carved and eaten. The plum pudding was had. And hearts and souls warmed with that new spirit of friendship, of family, and of love, partook of my very spirit, your very spirit, God's spirit of joy in that hour. Would that this Christmas spirit would be across the earth and across the planets and the stars every hour of every day for all eternity. You can make it so by the spirit of your own Christ consciousness, by the love that you share, by the warmth of your heart, by the radiance in your aura, by fulfilling your dreams and those true wishes that you had as a child for peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Blessed ones, enter now the spirit of Christmas in this childlike state and know truly the aroma of this love. Do you perceive the scents of the angels? Do you feel their caring hearts for each one of you? Then abide always within this holy presence of the spirit of Christmas and know the eternality of that word, which is the Christ, the Logos, who is behind and within the spirit of Christmas. I bless you now. And as we return to this place, and depart from the sacred sleigh, and come back to our seats, sing your carols, sing of joy, sing of the New Jerusalem, sing of the Lord Christ, and in true joy and love for each other, embrace always the light of the Christ of your friend, your family, your co-worker, and know that joy of the spirit of Christmas always. I thank you for arising early, for you see, blessed ones, I never sleep, especially on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but I would have you keep me awake throughout the year so that you may partake of that spirit of godly Christ Mass joy always. I thank you.
I would like, if you don't mind, for us to sing one more song together, and you will all know it when I start it. like to close with closing invocation to seal this. And then those of you who can stay, we're going to spend about 10 or 15 minutes taking prayer requests and praying for whatever you request at this time. Marlene, are you still with us? Dee, are you still with us?
Donna.
Uh-huh.
I'm here, Donna.
Oh, great. Good. I'll let you see.
In the name I am that I am, we are so grateful for this opportunity to be together at this Christmas time. We are so grateful to be able to call upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all of the beloved masters, the spirit of Christmas, the Christmas angels. We call forth the beautiful music of the Christmas angels to permeate our hearts, minds, and souls, not only during Christmas time, throughout the year. And we give gratitude and holy thanksgiving to all of the blessed hearts that are with us this night as we come together in camaraderie, love, joy, bringing forth peace on earth to our loving hearts. Let this peace pervade all the world this night and every night as we enjoy the Christmas spirit throughout the year. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dee. What I would like now for any of you who have remained to do is just hit *6 and share with us something you would like to pray for. It can be also something to thank God for. Whatever is on your heart can be either thanking him or requesting or praising him or whatever it is you would like to do. And we will write it down. And those of us who would like to pray, I think Dee will stay with us and Barbara and maybe Dwayne and Autumn. We will pray these requests and we will continue to pray them. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Donna. First of all, I want to thank you and everybody in the prayer group for praying for my mom, Minerva Reese. She's still in the hospital, but she's getting better every day and stronger. And I just want you to continue to pray for her that she heals and can return home when she's very well and you know, in the next few weeks or days. And I want to thank everyone on this line. And I am also grateful to every one of you, and I'm grateful to God that we're all able to share this time together to pray for each other and all those in the world who need our prayers. Thank you.
Good, thank you. I just want to explain, Minerva is regularly in this teleclass. She's been very, very faithful, and she has suffered with asthma, with some problems with her medication, and with just breathing and getting herself back to in balance and back to normal. And so she's been in the hospital for a while, and she's now in rehabilitation.
Long-term acute care hospital. She's getting rehab there, and she's getting better. She's dehydrated, but they've been giving her treatment, and her asthma's a lot better, but she still is weak, so she needs rehab. And she had physical therapy yesterday, and she did very well, and today.
Great. And she's,
what is she, 83? She's 80. She turned 80 this year.
Right. She's an amazing lady.
Thank you.
It's Minerva Reese, for those of you who would like to know. Okay, any other prayer requests?
This is Barbara.
Uh-huh.
I would like to say thank you to God in general and to all of my sponsoring masters, my husband's sponsoring masters. We had to go to court today, and our court experience was much briefer than I anticipated. It was very efficient, and we ended up having to pay much less than what we anticipated. So we went out of there kind of stunned because it was almost too easy. And so we got some very welcome relief over a very difficult situation. And we are extremely grateful.
Oh, I'm just so glad, Barbara, that that worked like that. And thank you. That's a wonderful praise item to get through court quickly and efficiently and not as bad as you thought. Much better than you thought. Okay. Any other prayer requests or praise items, things that you're grateful for?
I would, Donna.
This is,
yes. Go ahead.
Donna?
Uh-huh.
This is Dee. I would appreciate prayers for my son, Preston. He's going through a very difficult time, basically because of the relationship that he's involved in right now. So I would just ask for prayers in regard to his emotional stability. So I'd be very grateful for that. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. I'm going to request prayers, too, because I have two daughters, and they are kind of, they don't like each other really well. Always one of them has been kind of envious of the other one. It's gone back and forth. And I thought one daughter was going to be going to Ohio to see her in-laws and be with them at Christmas. But at the last minute, they decided not to go for different reasons. And so they're coming here to be with me. Meanwhile, my other daughter does not like this. She just as soon not get together with the whole family. And it's very painful for me. And I would just like your prayers for my two daughters to relate well and to love each other and to enjoy each other when they're together. They're going to do it, but they're doing it with hesitancy. So I just pray that that will all just vanish and that they will realize the real purpose of Christmas is love and gratitude, and the same experiences. Okay, anybody? By the way, their names are Valerie and Karina.
Okay.
Any other prayer requests or praise items?
I would like to pray. This is Barbara again. I'd like to pray for my friend Rebecca Taylor. I haven't heard from her for a little while, and I hope she's doing all right. She lives in a very, very rural part of West Texas and on meager means, and is very brave and gutsy lady and a very interesting person, and but she has a lot of health challenges. She has poor eyesight, and anyway, I think about her frequently, and her birthday is Christmas Eve, so we'll just wish her a happy birthday and that she makes it through the winter safely.
Ooh,
she takes care of a lot of stray dogs and has several horses that she cares for in spite of her very meager means. She's very devoted to all these, to elemental life, to these creatures, and she feels a great purpose in loving them and caring for them. But those that know her and care about her worry about her taking care of herself, too. So.
Right. She has a very interesting background. She graduated from college with a degree in, I can't think of what it was now. It was a certain kind of therapy.
Physical therapy.
Physical
it?
Therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And she's usually on the line with us every time we have a class.
Right.
So we do need to pray for her.
Yeah.
Okay, any other prayer requests tonight? What about things we can be grateful for?
We can be grateful that we can invite the light and love and to be able to surround our loved ones with the light and love to protect them.
Yes, thank you, Caroline. Light and love. We are, here's something to be grateful for. What Caroline is saying is you know, the light has come down close to our planet. And the cosmic beings and all who work with God closely are hearing our prayers and being unable to resist them. I heard that statement in something recently, and I thought, wow, isn't that neat? They can't resist our prayers. They want our prayers, and when we pray, that light just comes right down closer than it ever has before. And we have heard from the Masters that when this light comes down like that, the evil cannot exist. It starts to dissipate. So we can thank the Masters, thank God, thank all who are working with him in the etheric for their light and their love that is filling us, saturating us, dissolving our little idiosyncrasies and purifying us.
I'm grateful. This is Autumn, and I'm grateful for so much. Even though my voice is different right now, I'm just really grateful for my health and all of our health and all the abundance that we have in our lives, the ability to come on this phone call and share in this way in peace and comfort and happiness, you know, is such a blessing. And I'm grateful for my apartment and just all the elementals in my life, my family members, and the heart center. So there's just so many blessings right now to be grateful for. I really appreciate you saying that about the Masters and the light coming down to our planet. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I just mentioned, Autumn, that I got a Christmas card from somebody today who told me, you are so faithful to come and do decrees and prayers with him. And he just looked forward to it so much. And that you just come regularly, usually once a week, and he's just very grateful to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything more that anybody would like to share or request or pray for?
Could you pray for Annie and Kayla and Anthony?
Yes, Caroline. We will pray for Annie. Can you just give a little background for the people that will be praying for them?
Well, Annie's my daughter. Kayla and Anthony are my grandchildren. And they were taken away. My daughter was severely abused by her ex. I mean, she was beaten half to death. And we got them back, and now the father's taking Kayla to Kauai, and Annie's here with Anthony being kind of threatened every day. And so if we could just pray for Kayla to come back safely and for Annie and Anthony to be safe, I'd very much appreciate it. And then everyone on the line, could you pray for Donna and her throat? She never says a word to anybody. The tissues in her throat are rather weak, and she has a little bit of bleeding in her throat. So if everyone would just send their love that they have out into prayers for her.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Caroline.
Well, I love you.
Yes, I love you too. I love all of you. Okay, let's go to prayer then. And let's see. We have, I guess, eight or nine things here. So, Barbara, why don't you take the first three? And that would be for Minerva Reese.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, actually, I'm going to ask you to take the next three because you're in that first bunch. I'll take the first bunch.
Okay.
And I'll give you to pray
and
for.
You're in the next bunch with
Valerie
and Karina and
yeah.
Rebecca Taylor.
And Rebecca Taylor.
And
just
Carolyn's praise item there.
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
I'll put you there. And then Dee, could you take the last three things, which are praise for health and abundance and for Annie, Kayla, and Anthony, their safety. That's Caroline's daughter and children, and grandchildren, and for me and my throat. So I'll go ahead and start. And then, Autumn, if you're still there, if you would seal the prayer at the end. Okay. I call right now in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit for complete and total healing for Minerva Reese, who's been in the hospital and getting rehabilitation, especially that she'll be well enough to feel good and go home for Christmas and be with all of her family there in her home. We thank you for her faithfulness and for her love and her consistency in her life with the Masters. And we pray that today, thanking you for this good outcome for Barbara and Philip in the court appearing that they had to go through in Plano today. And we're glad that they didn't have to pay very much, that the situation was quick and efficient. And we pray for their ongoing dealing with this situation, that it will all turn out for the very best for them. And we thank you tonight for all of these things that we're going through, even though we don't feel thankful. You said to be in everything give thanks. And so we thank you for the lessons that are being learned, and we pray that each person will learn what they need to learn and apply it to their lives. And we particularly pray this for Preston, D's son, and we pray that he will learn what he needs to learn and get out of this relationship if he needs to. We pray for his emotional stability in all of it. We pray for him to realize the wisdom of his mom and the Masters and God and the Lord Jesus for him, and the concerns that his loved ones truly, that his true loved ones, his faithful loved ones have for him. And may he respond in a positive way to the prayers of all who are concerned for him. We thank you that you love him so much, that you are there for him, and may he know that.
In the name I am that I am, I call to the beloved Christmas angels to shine their radiant light into the home and heart of Donna Korth, and especially into her daughters, Valerie and Karina. I call upon the Queen of Light to surround them with her radiance and to bring a spirit of peace into their hearts. I call to beloved Kuan Yin and to the spirit of forgiveness for them to dissolve all envy or jealousy or anything where there is any disharmony between them. Let it all be dissolved into pure light, and let they find new meaning and new joy and new support and connection with each other and with their mother at this Christmas time especially, and let them have a joyful and happy and peaceful time together. We call to Lady Master Meta and Mother Mary and Raphael and all their healing angels to enfold Rebecca Taylor. Let the Holy Family surround her in light and love, and improve her eyesight and guard her through this winter and help her stay alive and regain her health as much as possible, and help her care for her animal friends and also to care for herself, to get the help that she needs to keep on keeping on. And we are grateful for the gift of the light and the great love of God and all the angels, and our ability to surround ourselves and our loved ones with it. Teach us how to emanate your great love into all the world and dissolve the cause and core of all hatred, all fear, all that pulls us away from that beauty and wonder that is the spirit of Christmas this time of year and always. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, we are so grateful for the light and the love. We call to the angelic host of light, and we ask that you never be able to resist our prayers, and that you will continue to send light, and that this light will dissolve all darkness within our earth, within our beings. We are so grateful for this opportunity to give you praise, O Lord God Almighty. We are so thankful for the abundance that you have given us, whether it be monetary, whether it be health, whether it be joy, whether it be friendship, kindness, family. We are so happy and joyous for your presence to be with us this night, O Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, O beloved Spirit of Christmas, O beloved Christmas angels. And we also call to your hearts, O beloved Mother Mary, O beloved Jesus, and Saint Joseph, our beloved Saint Germain, as our holy family. And we ask you to surround Caroline and her family, Annie and Kayla and Anthony. And we call to your heart, O beloved Archangel Michael, that you will protect Kayla and bring him back safely. And we ask that you will be there, O beloved Archangel Michael, and all the angels of the Lord and the host of the Lord. O beloved mighty Estrella, we call for the encirclement of this family. We call for the protection. And we call for the consuming of all that is unlike the light. We ask that health and joy and vitality come back to this family, that the blueprint that you so beautifully demonstrated will manifest in this family and every family. We call now that this situation in regard to all abuse be consumed and rolled up as a scroll. We also call to your heart, O beloved, blessed Lord Mahachohan, for you to look now on your blessed daughter, our beloved Donna Korth, and that the consuming of all cause and core of this bleeding within her throat be consumed. We call to your heart, O beloved Kuan Yin, to bring mercy upon your blessed daughter here, to bring this mercy for the complete healing of her body, mind, and soul. We so desire for her to be with us longer because her presence brings us such joy and peace. We know that the angels desire her to be with them as well. However, we ask that you will allow us to be her to be with us and to help us on this path on our journey of light. O beloved Meta, O beloved Cha'ara, O beloved Hilarion and all those serving on the Emerald Ray, send forth this blessing now upon this blessed child of God. And we are so grateful for each and every soul that is with us this night. We call for the blessing of our families. We call for the joy of family to manifest now and for the protection of every son and daughter and child of God on our planet this night. Amen.
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 Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Donna. And thank you, everyone, on the prayer.
Our next class will be January 26th, but I'll be getting you some more information, too. It's probably going to be with the Elohim Estrella, a very, very powerful being that we will talk about at that time. So thank you again for being here, and have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's.
You all, too. Thank you too, very much.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye. Joyful and love for all the holidays. Thank you all.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.